las caras lindas de mi gente negra son un desfile de velas en flor que cuando pasa frente a mí se alegra de su negrura todo el corazón. Las caras lindas de mi raza prieta vienen de llanto, de pena y dolor. Son las verdades que la vida reta, pero que llevan dentro mucho amor. Somos la amenaza que ríe, la amenaza que llora.
Welcome to a special edition of the Hear Me Out podcast. This is Asia. I'm glad to be back after a couple of months off. Podbean was giving me issues and I couldn't really record like I wanted to and give you guys like decent content. Today's episode is going to be a little bit short as usual because I'm going on vacation for a week. And you guys won't hear from me until next Friday. I wanted to get on here to talk about my experience. Right now, like as you guys know, I haven't been able to go back to school because of the tuition hike and everything, and I wanted to get on here to talk about struggling mentally, because the reason why is because I'm struggling mentally myself. I don't know if you guys can relate to me in any way, but for the past, I would say 3-4 months, your girl's been struggling, like, mentally. It's been really, really difficult and really hard to get through things. I'm still dealing with past trauma from my childhood and stuff with my father. I have not talked to him in, I would say, 3-4 months now. It's been, like, really that difficult for me to get through to him. But if you're a child of an addict parent, then you understand. Like I said, I've been struggling mentally. It's been very difficult. I feel stagnant because I haven't been able to go back to school. I'm trying to find that second job that I need to pay for my tuition. It's been really difficult. It's been to the point where it's like, not only that, with me struggling mentally, but I've come to the realization that, like, I don't, how do you say, like, I don't trust a lot of people that's in my family, and the majority of the other people are my friends. The majority. I'm not gonna say I don't trust all my friends, because they've been there for me when I've been down, so I'm not gonna say any names, but I'm having a hard time, like, trusting people, and my walls are up with people. I don't know if somebody listening to this has gone through something like this, or is going through what I'm going through right now. It's almost kind of like your emotions are all over the place, and that's what it is for me. I don't know whether to cry or get mad at certain stuff. And it just makes me not want to trust people, because it's just so, I don't know, it's so weird. Have you ever gone through, like, a mental struggle, like, where you're not only having a hard time with certain stuff and you feel stagnant, but you're to the point where it's like you can't trust your family nor your friends, even though those are the people, like, closest to you that know you really well. I just wanted to get on here to, like, just talk about it, like, and let it out, because I think me doing my podcast, it's therapy for me, and I think by me doing my podcast also, it's helping those that may be struggling with, like, with staying stagnant, whether it be career-wise, whether it be school-wise, whether it be dealing with your trauma. And right now, I think I'm dealing with all three. Childhood trauma, not trusting people, and just having a hard time in life. I think right now, too, like, I'm faking through it. Like, I'm acting like everything's chill, but it's not. I'm having a very difficult time right now. Like, it's really hard, to the point where a lot of people that know me and talk to me and see me as such a positive light and, like, always doing stuff, you don't know until you know, unless I share that information with you, which I thought it'd be appropriate for me to do right here on my podcast. I just think that, yeah, it's, I don't know, I'm having a difficult time. I want to be able to do this episode and be a light for other young women my age and younger than me that may be struggling and dealing with childhood trauma and not trusting people, because those are my three right now that, like, I'm having a hard time with. Staying stagnant and just not trusting people and stuff. I want to be able to be, I'm not going to say a spokesperson, but I want to be able to be a light for somebody that's probably, like, going through the same similar situation like myself, and tell them that we're going to be able to make it through this. It's one day at a time. I know they say journaling's good and therapy's good. That's all good, but at the end of the day, it's like I did the therapy thing and I just came to the realization that really don't work for me. But then at the same time, suffering in silence don't work either. So you're just like, who do I talk to or turn to that really wants to hear me out? And no pun intended. That really wants to hear me out and really listen to what I'm going through right now, because it's real difficult. And for me, for Asia right now, it's real difficult. And that's why I wanted to get up on here and do episode 16 on a Tuesday. I know it's weird. I usually put out content on Friday, but I'm not going to be here until like next Thursday, and you guys won't get content from me until that next Friday and stuff. And I just wanted to get on here and talk about that really quick and just tell you guys, if you're going through a same similar situation like myself, that we'll be able to get through this. If you journal, then journal. Get that out of you. Get that shit out of you. It's healthy to do that. It's also healthy to talk to somebody real close to you and that will actually like listen to you and how you're feeling and stuff. Because I know for me right now, it's not a good time for me right now, and I've been struggling for like a year or so with this and wanting to go back to school but feeling stagnant because I can't. Yeah. So, like I said, if you need to talk to somebody about how you're feeling, go ahead and do that because it's healthy. Journal about it, which is what I'm going to do tonight before I put head to pillow and stuff. I just wanted to get on here to talk to you guys about me struggling mentally and me being able to get on my Hear Me Out podcast platform and talk about it. And I get emotional sometimes. And like, I'm not going to say angry, but I get upset. And I feel certain type of ways about certain type of things when it comes to, like, my past. I have, like, disappointments and stuff. And I often wonder if your girl didn't have a disability, that things would probably be a little bit more easier for me and stuff. Not to say they aren't, and not to say I don't go through my challenges, because I do at the end of the day. But I often think, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, I often think, like, damn, I didn't sign up for this crap at all. Like, it just sucks. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel some type of way. I feel empty inside and stuff like that. But let me know. I'm going to post this on my Instagram and my Facebook. Sorry, it's kind of like a sad episode. I just wanted to get on here about and talk about me struggling mentally and to put some awareness on it. To also express my gratitude to y'all for like listening to me and letting me vent and get it out and stuff, because that's what you need to do when you're struggling mentally and you're feeling stagnant and you don't trust anybody and your walls are up, that's where I'm at right now. So, take a little time to listen to this episode. I know, this episode is not like what you're usually used to listening to, and I'm always like happy and stuff like that, but this is kind of serious for me, and I wanted you guys to like take the time to listen and hear me out. No pun intended, but I hope you guys take the time to listen to this episode, because I love you guys a lot, and I also love myself. I'm trying to learn to love myself. It's kind of hard right now, because like I said, if I didn't have a disability, I think things would be a little bit more easier for me. I feel like sometimes, honestly, like I was dealt a bad card. I didn't have a bad childhood. I think I was dealt some cards that wasn't so good for my life and stuff like that. And if you have like a broken heart, like I do, be sure to like sit up here and talk to somebody about it. Because if you don't, stuff will fester inside of you, and like you won't have the chance to do that. So make sure you do. And I'm gonna journal myself and stuff. I want to take the time again to let you guys know. Thanks for listening. And thanks for just being there for me, my listeners and stuff. You guys are important to me. I will see you guys, not this Friday, but the next Friday coming up of next week. This is episode 16, and I talked about struggling mentally. All right. See y'all soon. Bye.
original.